Let me paint a picture for you. Right now, while you and I are talking, there is probably a stranger playing an episode of your podcast somewhere. And if they're not listening right this second, at some point today or tomorrow, they will. It could be an episode from last week. It could be an episode from a year and a half ago. They don't know you yet. They found you because somebody recommended you or because they searched for the exact thing that your podcast episode is about. They're nodding their head. They're listening to your show and they feel like you can read their mind. Like you're doing a great job with your content and with your podcast episodes. But at the end of the episode, you tell them what to do next. You tell them to tap the link in the show notes or to grab that freebie or to email you. So here's a question I want you to actually sit with. Right now, today, do you know what they are going to find on the other side of that? Because most of us have not actually looked. Most of us are recording the next episode. Most of us are head down and forward facing on what comes next. Meanwhile, somebody is at the end of an episode that you recorded a year ago doing exactly what we told them to do. They are the warm lead that you've been looking for, and we have no idea what is happening to them at that moment that matters the most. So if you have a bunch of previously published podcast episodes that are still being downloaded, still being listened to, found, they're still showing up in search, but you haven't actually looked at what those episodes are sending your listeners to, my friend, you are in the right place. You're listening to the Moms Who Podcast Show because you want to launch, grow, and make sales from a podcast that fits your life and your business, not one that's built on chasing ads, downloads, or sponsorships. And I'm your host, Pamela Krista. I'm a wife, I'm a mom of five, and I'm a podcast manager and a podcast strategist, and I help women build podcasts that turn listeners into clients one episode at a time. Let's dive in. Okay, so most podcasters, they don't think about what their older episodes are actually doing for their business while they sleep. We think about what we're recording next. We think about the title. We obsess over the metrics on the latest one, but the catalog of episodes that are already out there is pretty much feeling invisible. And so what happens is the podcast keeps working in the background. Your older episodes, they keep getting downloaded. They keep showing up in search results. They keep being the first impression that somebody has of you. And every single one of those episodes has an ending, right? At least they should, right? Like a last 30 seconds, a last call to action that you recorded a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. And I'm guessing that you probably didn't put a call to action at the beginning of your episode. You probably did it at the end. And the listener that I just described to you, they do not know that the freebie that you mentioned in the episode and in the show notes is gone. They don't know that the course that you pitched at the end of episode 47 has been retired for over a year, right? They just know that you said, tap the link in the show notes, and they trusted that there would be something there for them. And so this is the blind spot for most people. And it was for me as well for a really long time. And it's not that they don't know that they don't have old episodes. Like we all know that like as you continue to podcast and release episodes every week, like you will continue to build on the foundation that you started. And so, you know, it just becomes this heap of content that you've created, which is amazing, right? And it's still being the front door to your business while you're not paying attention. And so I want to name this for you because this is the single biggest mistake that people are making with all of the podcast episodes that are sitting on their feed. And it comes in three different flavors, just to name it for you, right? So the first one is having no call to action at all. The episode just ends. The listener falls into a black hole, meaning, you know, they've listened, they're nodding along, they feel your energy, they feel you, they feel connected to you, but there's no way for them to work with you or there's no way for them to like take the next step, right? The second thing is having a dead call to action. So having a link that goes nowhere or the freebie has been retired or the email address is one that you stopped using. I will give you a prime example of this. I cannot tell you the numbers right now, but trust me, I will have the numbers as soon as I'm finished with my own podcast audit. But as of right now, like if you go back to the first episode right now, which you don't have to, please don't, just take my word for it. But in the very first episode of this podcast, I have so much going on in the show notes and my old email address is still there. Now, granted, I do have access to this email address. So at the end of the day, it's not the biggest deal. So it's not like the top priority that I go and change out 162 plus episodes with my new email address. And in my newer episodes, I do have my updated email address. But what if I didn't have that email address anymore? Like that is just crazy to think that, you know, it's such a simple thing, but when it actually gets into it, it's kind of not simple because depending on your podcast host, and this is why I am such a huge fan of Captivate, because you can go in and create templates for this stuff. You can create templates for your show notes and you can change it one time. And as long as the template is inserted dynamically, it will change on all of your episodes. So that makes it easy. But if you're on other hosts, most podcast hosting platforms, you have to literally go into each and every episode individually and update all that stuff. And I would not spend my time updating just the email. Like there's so much more things that need to be done than just that. So having a dead call to action. Number three is having a call to action that does not match what you sell now. And this is the sneakiest one, right? Because the links do work. The email goes through because it's correct, but it's pointing to an offer that you no longer lead with. So even though it could be either a retired offer or maybe it's even an offer that you still have, but you're not primarily wanting to sell, but it's pointing to a version of your business from 2 years ago. And I will say that the third one is the most common, right? Because your business has evolved, your offers have changed, your dream listener has gotten more specific, or at least over the years, over time, it should be. And I don't know if you can tell, if you have been a recurring listener, I think that you can probably feel it on my show how specific I'm getting with exactly the person who I'm talking to, right? And so this happens over time, right? But it happens by continuing to show up and continuing to do this work of knowing who you're talking to. But your old episodes, they're still pitching the version of you from 18 months ago. So when a warm lead finds you today and follows through with the call to action that you told them to do, they're being sent to the wrong front door. And so the listener doesn't get a next step that makes sense for her. And it's going to look confusing to the listener as well. And then you don't end up getting that warm lead. You don't end up getting that client. And that conversion dies in the gap between where your podcast still is and where your business has actually moved. Now, you might be sitting there thinking, okay, Pamela, but what about my titles? What about, you know, my show notes? Aren't those a problem too? And yes, my friend, they are. They're definitely a problem, which is why I'm calling out the call to action specifically as the single biggest mistake. So here's the math. Your title's job is to get them to play your episode. The title itself should pull them in so deep that they cannot help but click on that episode because it speaks to them that deeply. Your show notes job is to confirm why they should listen. Why should they spend their time listening to this episode? And then your episode content's job, so the structure of your episode, is to deliver value and build trust, right? And then your call to action's job, which is the link in your show notes, is to convert that trust into a clear next step for the listener based on what they just heard. So if your title is weak, you lose them at the discovery phase. And that's painful because they were never even in your world. Like they didn't even get the chance to click play. And then if your show notes are weak and they're not strong, you're going to lose them at the click as well. It's the same thing. They never got to hear you in the first place. So if your title and your show notes and your content all do their job together and they get all the way to the end of the episode and your call to action fails them or just is not there, you're going to lose a listener who is actually ready. And so it's not a discovery problem and it's not a content problem. It's a conversion problem. And conversion is the closest thing to getting a warm lead and a client. So when that call to action is broken, the work that everything else did is basically wasted. And so here's where it gets really, really interesting, because the fix is not just slapping a working link at the end of every old episode, right? So it's not like, okay, I know that in my show notes, this offer is retired and this is what I'm offering now. So I'm literally just going to go in and swap out the links. It doesn't work like that. Like, you can do that. And I will say that that's better than doing nothing at all. But that is not the fix. The fix is not slapping on a working link at the end of every episode, because not every single episode is going to be talking to the same phase of that specific listener. So some of your old episodes are speaking to people who barely knew that they had a problem yet. Other episodes are speaking to people who are pretty much ready to buy or, you know, ready to work with you. And then those listeners, the thing to understand is that they do not need the same call to action. If you're giving them all the same call to action, the conversion is still not going to be strong. We're going to get to that in a second, because I'm going to tell you something. I just started auditing this podcast, and I started with the first 10 episodes, and I had at least 6 to 7 competing links across all those episodes. Some pointed to retired freebies. All of them had my old email address. So I'm literally right here with you on this, but I want to paint a picture for you. I want you to imagine a podcast host who's been doing this for 2 years. They have 80 podcast episodes. Their current offer is a $4,000 group coaching program, but their first 30 episodes were recorded back when their offer was a $97 mini course. And every single one of those 30 episodes ends with them saying, "Go grab my mini course. The link is in the show notes." Well, the issue is that mini course was actually retired 14 months ago. And so here's what's happening. A perfect fit client for that group coaching program is going to find episode number 7, and they're going to listen. They're going to love it. And they're ready to take the next step. And the next step that they're being told to take is a course that does not exist. And the host has no idea. They're just building their business. You know, they're recording episode 81, but that conversion is not there at all. And this is what I see in audit after audit. It's not that the host is doing something wrong on purpose, right? Their business just keeps evolving. This is natural. I cannot even tell you the amount of ways in which my business has pivoted over the past basically 4 years. And I've offered the same exact service, podcast management and podcast launches, for almost 4 years. And my business has taken many different forms as far as like all the stuff behind the scenes and just, you know, getting really clear on exactly who I'm talking to and all these other, you know, things that we learn as business owners, right? And so it is so normal for your business to continue to evolve. But the problem is that the podcast doesn't catch up to that. And so the answer to this is not to just go update all your call to actions, because if you do that without a strategy, you're literally just slapping new links on old episodes and hoping, right? The real answer is figuring out which listener phase. So I call this the 5-phase listener journey, finding out which listener phase each old episode is talking to and giving that episode the call to action that matches where they are. Like I said before, the call to action does not have to be the same. It probably shouldn't be the same. But I will say that, you know, there are some people out there, which props to you, if you just have like one offer, that's amazing. That is just awesome, because you don't really have to, like, you still have to obviously do the strategy work, but it's a lot easier because you don't really have to figure out what call to action goes with this episode. It's just the same thing. And every business is different, right? So some people will have like a free offer and one paid offer, and that's it. And that's great. And so figuring out which phase each one of your old podcast episodes is talking to and giving that episode the actual specific tactical call to action that matches where they are. And so I'm not going to get too deep into it, but there are, again, 5 phases that your podcast episodes could be speaking to, from a listener who barely knows they have a problem yet, all the way to a listener who is ready to work with you. But each one of these phases needs a different next step. episodes that try to send everybody to the same place are going to keep losing the people that they could be converting, unless, of course, you're one of the magical unicorns that, again, has, you know, a one-offer business or a very like simple, here's my free offer and here's my paid offer, done deal type of thing. And so the actual framework for this is what I am teaching in my workshop. Because it would take me literally an hour to walk you through it properly and 15 or so minutes or however long I've been talking into this episode is not the place. But if you want the actual framework, that's what the workshop is for. And you can sign up for the workshop by clicking on the link in the show notes. And so here's what I want you to do this week. And you can do this right now. And it doesn't matter when you're listening to this episode, because this is a workshop that I'm going to be running regularly as of this recording. And so I want you to go and open up the show notes of your very first 5 podcast episodes. Go back to the very beginning. And I want you to read the show notes and I want you to look at the link, the call to action in every single one. I just want you to look at it. Is the link still alive? Is it still pointing to your current offer? Is it pointing to your current offer? Is it the right next step for whoever was listening to that specific episode? That is it. Because that 5-minute look will tell you everything that you need to know about whether or not you are having the same problem too. And so again, if you want the actual framework for this, the one that walks you through how to give every single one of your podcast episodes that you previously published the right next step based on where they are in that listener journey, that's exactly what I am teaching in my live upcoming workshop. The link to register is in the show notes. I cannot wait to see you there. I hope you have the most beautiful rest of your day, and I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye.